and all the splendid chambers. Only one room he did not open, containing the perilous portrait, which was so placed that one saw it directly the door was opened, and, moreover, it was so beautifully painted that one thought it breathed and moved. Nothing in all the world could be more lifelike or more beautiful. The young king remarked, however, that the faithful John always passed by one door, so he asked, "Why do you not open that one?" "There is something in it," he replied, "which will frighten you." But the king said, "I have seen all the rest of the castle, and I will know what is in there." And he went and tried to open the door by force. The faithful John pulled him back and said, "I promised your father before he died that you should not see the contents of that room. It would bring great misfortunes both upon you and me." "Oh, no," replied the young king. "If I do not go in, it will be my certain ruin. I should have no peace night or day until I had seen it with my own eyes. Now I will not stir from the place till you unlock the door." Then the faithful John saw that it was of no use talking.